Marty Morrissey, how
morning.
Are you?
I'm very well.
Sunday Croke Park turned the footballers Kerry and Galway to face into the All-Ireland. 23rd time they have met in the championship. And of those matches, Kerry won 12, Galway won 7. I'm sounding very knowledgeable, aren't I?
I am very impressed. No, I mean, I'm telling you, this programme is top of its game, literally.
Well, the producer's on top of their game. I'm just reading what has been written down for me here because I wouldn't have known. Kerry 12, Galway 7. The question now, though, but we're going to string this out a little bit before we get you to put your reputation on the line once again, is who is going to lift Sam on Sunday? You've been to both Kerry and Galway in the last couple of days sampling a opinion and the mood. How are they all?
Well, they're all very happy and buoyant and quietly confident. I think Kerry probably feel, because of their history and their tradition, I mean, they've won everything. I think Jack O'Connor's philosophy has been, and indeed I use it in a quote in a news package that I'm putting out tonight, he wants the players to enjoy it. I think, and that's actually not something you hear every day, that he wants them to savour it. He wants them to meet the supporters. He wants them to enjoy. And I think that's a good thing. And I welcome Jack O'Connor's comments. And that's why I'm using it tonight.
How many supporters are going to be there? I mean, how many people are talking to you about fuel costs and ticket costs?
Yeah,
and so
it is expensive now. I mean, it's €90 a ticket. So let's say most people goes in twos. I wouldn't like to go to a game myself. So that's 180. We'd say 200 to round it off. You're paying 350, 400 for accommodation. I know to fill my car, it's, if you want, if it, the Sacred Heart light, as I call it, is on, it's €110, €115.
See, you're not going to get a light. That's good.
You're not going to have much change out of 500 for your weekend. Not everybody can afford this, even if you're a loyal Kerry or Galway supporter. But I mean, that having been said, they put up the sign full house last weekend for the hurling. I know hurling tickets were kind of plentiful. It looked full. They put up house full, but then when you look at various pictures, you see a lot of empty seats.
And what's the word on the ground about tickets this time? I mean, are we still getting them from official outlets?
Yeah, very much so. But also, I suppose football has that geographical spread over the 32 counties.
That hurling wouldn't, yeah.
But hurling is a little bit more limited to certain counties. But yeah, but still, I have to say, today and yesterday, there was plenty, you know, a better supply of tickets. But that's kind of the traditional thing as well. But I just feel that tickets seem to be a little bit more plentiful at the moment. So it'll be interesting.
Let's turn to what's actually going to happen on the pitch. Look at the big name forwards on either side. David Clifford, Sean O'Shea, Kerry, Damien Comer, Shane Walsh of Galway. Which side has the edge up front?
Hard to know. Well, it's going to be, I think Kerry would have the edge there, if I was to be honest. Although I'm a huge fan of Shane Walsh and Paul Conroy. Damien Comer is outstanding football. He proved it in the semi-final against Derry. Young Finnerty is also very good. They're good. But there comes a point where you have to say that at the moment, I think we're looking at one of the best footballers I think I've ever seen. If you could, in a DNA, if you were a mad scientist somewhere and you were putting a DNA together of Kerry footballers, of Pat Spillane.
A Franken footballer.
Yeah. Mike Sheehy, Pat Spillane, Gooch Cooper, Morris Fitzgerald. You probably would end up with David Clifford. And that's the best and ultimate compliment that I could have given anybody.
Who's going to be picking him up?
Well, it was very funny. Again, I use a clip from Borag Joyce tonight. Indeed, I said, "Who's going to mark David Clifford?" And he said, "Oh, we've loads of lads to mark David Clifford." But I think
it'll take all of them.
I think it'll take all of them to mark David Clifford. He's an exceptional talent. And Sean O'Shea, I think you know to kick that semi-final against Derry, that winning point, facing a breeze, facing into Hill 16. It was a case of deja vu, I have to say, of what happened in 2011. When Stephen Cluxton came up and scored that amazing point to win the All Ireland, it was similar with Sean O'Shea, so I think they have the edge. But as I said before in this program, Galway have probably three of the best footballers in Paul Conroy, Shane Walsh, and Damien Comer, and they are three that would get their place in any team in Ireland. If Kerry can hold those, Derry didn't in the end in terms of Damien Comer and lesser extent Shane Walsh, then Kerry could find their defence under a little bit of pressure. But right now, in terms to answer your questions more succinctly and not be waffling on, I think Kerry have that added advantage up front.
And in the midfield then, would you give a special mention to Killian McDaid?
I would. I think he's an exceptional talent. He only came to prominence this year, to me anyway. He's an All-Ireland minor hurler from the past. He's only 21, 22, whatever it is. He's from a lovely spot called Crowell, which is South Galway, which is mainly hurling territory. But obviously, Paddy Joyce knew what a great footballer, what a jewel star. We have a jewel star. We used to have jewel stars way back in the past.
We were just actually talking earlier on the week about the absence of the shortage of them. So it is remarkable.
It is remarkable, yeah. And you know what he did in the semi final and the quarter final was, I mean, this lad has got it. And himself and Conroy are a very good combination. And I think I know David Moran is there, and he's a very experienced player. He's a fine footballer, a great servant to Kerry GAA. So the midfield battle, it hasn't become an important role as it was back in the 80s, 90s, 90s. It still is important, by the way. But the short ball, short kick out strategy, it depends who uses it. I don't think either one of them use it that effectively, only when they're playing Ulster teams. So, yeah, midfield is going to be crucial, Philip, I think, on this Sunday.
Forget about the history for a moment because, well, you know, that's all history. It's all in the past. How many of the players on either side have been in Croke Park for the big day?
Well, Kerry would have the advantage. Galway don't. Haven't been there for it. Galway have not been in the All-Ireland final since 2001. When they beat Meath in 2000 was the last clash between Kerry and Galway in All-Ireland final. That went to a replay. But in 2001, that was the last time Galway were there in the All-Ireland final, and they won. So it's been a long time. And it is a different day. Like semi-finals, I mean, the quarter-finals against Armagh, the semi-final against Derry, there were a huge crowd because the Ulster, the Derry supporters and the Armagh supporters came in their thousands. They made it. They made the semi-final, the Ulster lads and Ulster supporters. But this is different. There's a drama. There's a feeling, a special occasion. You're meeting the president. You have the parade, all that sort of thing. Full house, probably, or close to it. So it's different. Kerry have the advantage of that. They've been there a number of times, and sometimes.
But how often do players rise to that occasion? How often are they overawed by it? I mean, in your knowledge of the psychological makeup of these Galway lads, what do you think is more likely, that they get starstruck by the occasion, or that they say, this is my moment in the sun?
I think Galway have a very good record. I mean, when they come to Croke Park, Galway always perform. Not every county can say that. And particularly counties that mightn't be used to being in Croke Park. Kerry, it's like a second home. Once they get there, they kind of play beautiful, expansive football. I think we're lucky to have these two teams in the sense that both teams play football at its best, in the sense of wide open spaces. I don't expect two defensive games. The only thing that would be a factor would be that Galway might be a little bit apprehensive to give the open spaces to David Clifford, as I mentioned earlier. So I'm expecting a big expansive game. So Galway traditionally, they don't get starstruck. They don't get shaken by the whole Croke Park aura. But it is an All-Ireland final, and Kerry just might have a slight advantage there of being there in the past.
And in those two managers as well, you have people who'd be, you know, familiar with the inside of Croke Park too.
Paddy Joyce has done a great job, Philip. I mean, Paddy Joyce has brought this Galway team. They're playing, you know, we often say about teams playing in the mirror image of their managers. And I think both managers love to play open football. And I think Paddy Joyce has got his players now playing the type of football that he wants them to play. And they play the long ball. They can play the mix, which I love as well. The mix of the short game and the long ball.
All right. And do you think that that's what they're going to be going for, that open, expansive kind of game? Or is anybody going to adjust their match plan on Sunday?
I think Galway might have to adjust because of what we mentioned about the Sean O'Shea, well, particularly the David Clifford factor. Will he be double marked? I mean, that will immediately create space. So it'll be interesting to see how it develops. I think Paddy Joyce proved he was a very good strategist against Derry, and because Rory Gallagher has proven to be a master of that right through the Ulster campaign. And again, what Rory did with Derry was phenomenal, I think. And I think they will come again in time. But Paddy played a very defensive game because I was doing the commentary on that game and I couldn't believe the Galway were gone so defensive. And then they began to play a more open game in the second half. They may do the same because of the threat of the Kerry forwards.
We are working our way towards that moment where you are going to have to call us. But before we do...
I hear the phone ringing. I've got to go, Philip.
But before we do, there's an interesting piece, an opinion piece in the Irish Indo from sports PR Declan Lee about access to players and how that affects their superstar status. Is this lack of access to players frustrating for you? I can't see anybody denying Marty Morrissey or ignoring his phone calls. But what is it doing to the game? Does it stymie their chances of becoming household names?
Well, no, not in one way, but yet in another way. I think the people of Ireland, you know, when you're paying, a ticket, you want to see your stars. And likewise, I think we have to have access to the footballers and hurlers and camogie ladies footballers is I think so important because it does promote the game. They do want to see and meet David Clifford or Stephen Cluxton or Conor Callaghan. And I think over the last number of seasons, managers have shut down completely. And it is very frustrating. And I don't think it's good for the game. I'm not saying, I remember when I was a child, I remember seeing Mick Dunne in the dressing rooms and you'd have lads with fags in their mouth and they're drinking pints of milk and they're bare chested. I'm not saying that kind of access. I think we should have access. Kerry, Derry, Galway, they were all very good this year in the sense that when I was down in Galway last week with Pádraig Joyce and Sean Kelly, who did interviews with me in Kerry, there was five lads, access was fantastic. And I think that's what we need. But I'd also like to see them maybe do other little features like whether they're teachers or whether what they do because people really want to get to know their stars.
Stop your waffling.
All right. Here I thought we that was go. Good quality waffle, I'll be honest with them.
Here we go. The weight of history and experience to carry Kerry across the line or Galway to rise to the occasion. Which is it going to be?
Okay. I think Galway are playing a lovely brand of football. I think that they will test out this Kerry team. Kerry were not tested in the province of Munster. They came and they conquered over Mayo and they conquered over Dublin, which was a huge, huge win. I think Kerry's name is on the cup. They've won the McGrath Cup, which I think Jack O'Connor, which is a tournament at the beginning of the year, but Jack O'Connor has emphasised that every game is important. They've won everything. They've won the league, they've won the McGrath Cup, they've won the Munster Championship, they're in the final of the All-Ireland. And I think they have the quality players up front to get over the line on Sunday. So I'm going very, very tightly, 51-49 again.
The same thing you did last week.
But wasn't I right? Wasn't it very close? But didn't Kilkenny, weren't Kilkenny magnificent against Limerick?
I know, but I'd like to see you stake your reputation a little bit more
firmly. You just
want
to land me in the... You're some friend to have. I'm going for Kerry by two points. There you go.
Kerry by 2 points. All right, Marty Morris.
Put your money on Galway now, Philip.
Good man. Thank you very much. I would love it if you provided me with one of those nice broadcasting links to my next item about sharp-dressed men. But looking at the cut of you today, I'm afraid you don't.
Well, I'm showing off the legs, Philip. For God's sake, it's hot outside.
I know. And you can just remove yourself from this studio now, please. Thank you very much. Marty Morrissey.
Great face for radio, as they say.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.